Praised be Jesus and Mary. St. John the Baptist was called by God to be the precursor of his divine Son in order to preserve his innocence, spotless, and to improve upon the extraordinary graces which had been given to him in his earliest infancy, namely that of being cleansed of original sin in his mother's womb. We know from tradition that when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the babe leapt in her womb for joy. And tradition tells us that was the moment John was cleansed of his sin. So in order to preserve this innocence, he was directed by the Holy Spirit to lead an austere and contemplative life in the wilderness. There he devoted himself to a life of prayer and penance. And when St. John was 30 years old, he began his mission, clothed, we know, in a camel's hair, a garment of penance. And he announced to everyone the obligation of washing away their iniquities with the tears of sincere repentance. He proclaimed the Messiah, whom he had never met, but when Jesus came to be baptized by him in the Jordan, St. John recognized him as the Messiah. When Herod married Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, who was, by the way, still living, St. John the Baptist boldly reprimanded him and his accomplice for so scandalous an adultery. Herod cast him into prison, and about a year later, the story we just heard in the gospel took place. So this great religious reformer was sent by God to prepare the people for the Messiah. His vocation was one of selfless giving. The only power he claimed was this Spirit of Yahweh. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, he said, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to untie his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Well, scripture tells us that many people follow John, looking to him for hope, perhaps in anticipation of some great messianic power. And John never allowed himself the false honor, you know, of receiving these people for his own glory. We have numerous examples of his humility. He knew his calling was one of preparation. When the time came, you know, he led his disciples to Jesus. We read that one day he was with two of his disciples, and he watched Jesus walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. It was John the Baptist who pointed the way to Christ, and John's life and death were a giving over of self, you know, for God and for other people. You know, his simple style of life was one of complete detachment from earthly possessions. His heart was centered on God, and the call that he heard from the Spirit of God speaking to his heart, confident in God's grace. You know, he had the courage to speak words of truth, whether it be for condemnation or for repentance, for the salvation of souls. So in each one of us, you know, has a calling to which we must listen. No one's ever going to repeat the mission of St. John the Baptist, but yet all of us are called to a similar mission. It's the role of the Christian to witness to Jesus. You know, whatever our position in the world, we're called to be disciples of Christ. You know, by our words, by our deeds, you know, others should realize that we live in the joy of knowing that Jesus is Lord, is God, is our Savior. You know, we don't have to depend on our own limited resources, but we can draw strength, as St. John the Baptist did, and follow his example just by knowing that we have at our disposal the vastness of Christ's saving grace and our Heavenly Mother's prayers and intercession.